So letting the chants and the poem vibrate in you in whatever way they do. Not straining after anything. Just coming into your body, coming into your senses, coming into this place of making the bridge, of being the living bridge between the inside and the outside. In a certain sense, following the path of Brahman, being the raven flying into the darkness, being the sovereign who is at the center of your world, being the true possessor of the cauldron, which is in the deep place. The cauldron that is the cauldron of inspiration. The cauldron that brings the dead to life. Holding the intention to move into the deep places of your own world, your own subjectivity, your own inner life. Rejecting the false cauldrons and the external kings and queens. Coming into direct relationship with your own center, your own sovereignty. Doing this in the company of Arthur and Brahman. And with generations of people who have practiced this art of going inwards into the mystery, into the unknown, becoming the raven, becoming the death bird that brings new life, reaching this simply through noticing your senses. Paying attention to the sense of touch, noticing your body's contact with the air, with the ground, with your clothes, noticing the breath coming and going, as you bring your attention inwards, drawing the outside world inwards with you. Noticing the energy of will and intention that acts as a focus and a guide as we start to move inwards, opening ourselves to the sense of hearing the sound of my voice. In the background, maybe hearing the sound of the starlings outside the room. Hearing and touching as we sink inwards and downwards into the deep. adding the sense of seeing, to hearing and touching. Maybe just seeing blackness or grayness or vague color, or seeing bright images. Again, trusting your own experience. Letting the inner world reveal itself through whatever senses. Adding smelling and tasting. Breathing in, noticing the sense of smell, maybe faint, maybe strong. The very primitive and intimate sense of taste. Letting the senses fold with you as you go into the deep place, as you follow the raven to the noble head. As you follow the raven to the place where the true cauldron is found, where the nine maidens, through their breath, warm it and keep it alive. As we go into the center of ourselves, following the raven, following the senses, surrendering into the experience of being the living bridge. In that place, meeting stillness, meeting resistance, meeting struggle, trusting your own experience. Not comparing or contrasting or discounting or inflating, meeting your own experience as it unfolds in the moment. We lose awareness, come back to the senses. Begin again, relax, move in and down. Travel with Arthur and Brown into the deep. Making the quest for the cauldron, making the quest towards the noble head.